Well, now it's time for one of my favorite things to do here Saturday mornings, and that's to meet two sisters. We have a big sister and a little sister from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and we also have Christine Pace with us. I think I'm going to start with our little sister because you look rare in the go. Tell me your name.
Nevaeh.
And how old are you?
13.
And where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Urban Christian School in Wilkinsburg.
Nice to meet you. And I'm just curious a little bit about you. Can you tell me some things you like to do for fun?
So I like to play basketball. I like to watch the hockey team. And Ty, she's getting me into sports. So, and then I like to watch movies.
Do you have a favorite movie or one that you especially like? It's hard to pick a favorite.
That's hard. Okay, hold up.
Well, anything you've seen recently that you would recommend to somebody, maybe?
So we watched this Step thing, but it was a documentary, and so like you can't watch it no more, and it's like super good. And Ty, she was crying, and we were crying.
I saw that too. I can't remember the name of it. It was on TV, right?
Yeah, it was Step, and you can't find it no more. And it's really, really good.
Yeah, it was a documentary of a Step team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I only saw little bits of it. I didn't see the whole thing, but it looked great. Do you know how to do that? Can you do steps?
No.
Yeah, that takes a lot of training. We're going to talk to Ty in a minute, but do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Anyone in your family?
Happy Valentine's Day, Grandma.
Aww.
Kelly Brookins, I love you.
Where does Grandma live?
In Oakland.
How nice. Well, I'm glad you mentioned her. Now, Tyler is here. Is it Hoy?
Yes.
I got it right. Tyler,
yeah.
Hoy is here, and she is Nevaeh's big sister. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Ty.
I work downtown, and I'm a consultant, and in grad school, and most of my time is spent hanging out with Nevaeh, though. So.
Well, that's great. Yes. What field do you consult in?
It's in healthcare technology.
And you've got to be very busy. You've got studies in grad school. That's probably a pretty demanding job. Yet you've got plenty of time for Nevaeh. How do you balance all that?
Well, the nice thing is that Nevaeh and I like to do a lot of the same things. And we both also have a lot of stuff that we're like, oh, we don't care. We'll try it. So we just kind of fit in different activities and see what's happening. Or like the past 2 weeks, we went to the library and we did our homework together. So a little bit of balancing everything at the same time.
That's kind of nice to be able to do homework together. Nevaeh, you're laughing. Do you think it's kind of neat to do homework with an adult?
No, because I had a project, and I am a person that likes to do stuff like late. And so I was like, Ty, we need to go to the library now. She was like, okay, Nevaeh, I'm on my way. And then when we got there, I only hit 11. When I posted up 20.
I'm kind of like that, too. I keep things to the last minute all the time. I call it being efficient. Most people call it being very, what's that word they use when you're late? They just say you procrastinate all the time. But I like the pressure of getting it done. What was your project?
So it was quotes and a source cited page. So I thought I had to do 20 source cited page on each quote, but I only had to have 6 quotes. Okay, and that's where the pressure was. And so I was like, and it was like at the end, so when it was due, and I'm like, this was taking me like a long, just because of the source cited page. That's the only reason why it was taking me so long to do. And I'm like, I just put extra work on myself.
So you had to like use footnotes or explain where the quotes came from?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be hard to learn how to do. Was it harder to do 6 than 20 because you had to narrow them down?
No, 20. It was harder because I had to find on each quote, I had to find where I got it from.
Okay.
And so I only had to do 6. And I'm like, just saying, like, Nevaeh. Really, Nevaeh? I always do that. I'm like, he's like, I told 6 sources cited a page. I thought he said 20 for each quote. I'm like, how dare you make me? And I was like, how dare you make me confuse myself?
And this was in the conversation you had with yourself. You were talking to Nevaeh, mm-hmm. saying, why did you do this? Ty, Nevaeh mentioned that you've been getting her into different sports. Tell me about that.
So we had I'm a huge Pittsburgh Penguins fan, but as any Pittsburgher, I like all the sports. So we had the opportunity to go with other bigs and littles to a Pittsburgh Penguins game. And Nevaeh was like, well, I don't know if we'll like that, but let's try it. That's usually how it goes. And I think she was more excited than I was when everybody was scoring. And I think the last game we went to, so we've been to 3 so far over the last 2 years. And I think the last game we went to, there were 6 goals in one game.
Wow.
So it was really exciting. There were 2 players that almost had hat tricks. So I explained to her what that meant and what that could be. And so she was really exciting. They didn't get it. The next game, one of them did. But so she was really excited and really into it, wanted to stay the whole time to see if it could happen.
That's great. You got excited about the hat trick.
Because I just want to see everybody throw their hats. And so I was like, Ty, take your hat off so she could throw it. And she was like, no, we're too far. I'm like, because we would throw it on somebody else.
The best thing about that night, it was 80s night. So there was a live band. The Back to the Future car was there. What else? The Groundhog Punxsutawney Phil was there. So there was a lot of fun stuff for the matches to be a part of at that Penguin game.
And that's Christine Pace from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And you've got to be proud of this particular match. How long have you two been together?
It'll be 2 years in May.
2 years.
2 years in May.
I bet it seems like it's been forever.
Yeah.
I would guess. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you grow up?
So I've been thinking about a doctor, a judge, and I really like helping people. But mm-hmm. sometimes I like to, like, do myself. And I like to, I just love myself so much. I'm like, just look at me. I'll go in the mirror.
You are a very confident, very self-assured girl. I like talking, person, you know, I like talking to you. I'm curious about this. In all my years asking people what they would like to do when they get older, I don't think anybody has ever said judge. Why do you think you would like to be a judge?
So I like to be in charge, and I feel like with my help, like, I can do something big. And so I was in front of a judge before, and so it was, like, kind of scary. But I want to help people.
So you have been in front of a judge, so you know mm-hmm. That gives you empathy for what it would feel like to be in front of a judge. So you would want to work for justice that way. Mm-hmm. What a nice...
But I don't want to do, like, the Supreme, what is it called?
Supreme.
That's too hard. I want to go... That's too much work. I want to go, like, down a notch, because...
You would get a lot of clerks helping you, though.
Yeah.
And you could be one of the Supremes. You know, you never know. But that's great. And then you mentioned a doctor. Do you know any doctors?
No.
But do you know what kind of doctor you'd want to be? Like,
I want to work in, like, the ER.
Very cool. It's so nice to meet you. And we have some things for you. We've got a pass to the Children's Museum, which you can use
Thank
at
you.
Any time. And we also have some official radio broadcasting patches that you can do whatever you would like with. We have a Saturday Light Brigade sticker. We're reaching across here. And a Youth Express sticker. And I have our temporary tattoos. Now, I know you're beautiful just the way you are. But we do have these tattoos if you want to
just
experiment.
Add a little jazz to it.
There you go.
My skin.
Is there anything else? I wanted to ask Christine if there's anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, right now we're gearing up for our Bowl for Kids Sake, which is our largest fundraiser of the year. So please visit our website, put a bowling team together, donate to my bowling team, or, you know, there's lots of bowling teams out there. So that's the big thing. But, you know, mostly I just wanted to say this is a great example of, I think Ty is a great example of how being a big is not hard. She just, Nevaeh is just part of her everyday life, and they just hang out, and it's fun.
I think being a big is not hard when Nevaeh is your little. Anything that the two of you wanted to close up with?
Oh, yeah. And so Ty, she loves Justin Bieber, okay? And so in a car, she always listens to him, and I'm like,
one time.
Ty, can we, like, one time is too much, okay?
I'm with you.
And then I like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And so I prefer her instead of Justin Bieber. And I like August Alsina, just to let that out there.
Ty, do you have a rebuttal?
You know, I did listen. This was on Thursday. We put Justin Bieber on because I told her that he had songs with Jaden Smith and Usher. So we played those. And she said, too much Bieber. And so we switched it. But she was cool with it. She was like, I'll let you listen to this, but just want you to know I don't like it. She's a really easy little.
Like, you two have a great relationship, and you're a lot of fun. I could see why, both of you. Thank you for being here, and people can go to bbbspittsburgh.org for more details about what's new, or bbbspgh.org. Mm-hmm.